This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, before you know it, we'll be back at Huntington Bank watching college football, watching the Minnesota Golden Gophers the same way that everybody's getting excited about the Vikings and training camp. Getting excited for some college football as well. We'll talk about that and some other things with our next guest here on the show, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. That will be former Gopher great and radio analyst Daryl Thompson joining us here on The Good Neighbor. How you doing, Daryl?
I'm doing well. A little tired, you know, a couple days in Indy. A lot of listening to football coaches talk about their team and next season. A lot of hope, a lot of optimism, and four new additions to our conference. So it's, you know, it's an interesting time in our in the Big Ten.
Yeah, and I wanted to start there. It's a great segue. The expanding of the Big Ten, taking in so many teams from the West Coast. What's your thoughts on that? What do you make of the Big Ten now? Because now when you talk about the Big Ten, you've got 18 teams. That's a massive Power Five conference.
Washington, Oregon, UCLA, USC. So we're coast to coast right now.
Yeah, we are.
You know, we start in Rutgers in Maryland. We can finish it down there with, you know, kind of hit Oregon. You get Nebraska and Michigan and Ohio State in the middle. And, of course, us, Minnesota. And then you can just buzz on down to, you know, Southern California and catch a game. So now for the real football fanatics like myself, we can watch football on Saturday from noon to midnight. And what more can anyone ask?
But what about the travel even for you? Because it's not just about the teams, but, I mean, you are a broadcaster and you're going to be going to these different places. It's going to be a lot more airplane miles for you, right?
You know what it is? You know, I feel more for the other sports. So, like, football is primarily played on Saturday.
Yeah.
We play early in the season. We play a, you know, a Thursday night game, then you play, like, a Friday night game, which is kind of wrong because it kind of messes with high school football. But that is what it is. But we're talking about, you know, basketball teams. And I had a daughter that played volleyball in college. So, you know, she played a game at, you know, at Maryland or at, you know, hypothetically Oregon or UCLA, and you play at 7. You don't get on the plane till, you know, I don't know, say 10 o'clock. You're going to get in your back to your dorm room at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
On Wednesday. So, I mean, that's a tough deal for the conference, and money is what it's about. So, I mean, it's, you know, we have expanded viewership. We have more recruiting. We have more name, image, likeness. We have more opportunity for these young men and young ladies to play their sport, and just means we're going to have to try to be as conscious as possible to sports in general. We played UNLV, we played USC, we played Oregon State. So, I mean, we played on the West Coast before. You just had to try to be mindful. And then when you really think about one of those teams coming, we're in the middle at least. So we either, we lose 2 hours or we gain an hour, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But
yep.
if you're Oregon or USC, you're going to go play a game at Rutgers at noon, which is basically like 9 o'clock in the morning. Your time, so body clock wise. So it's going to be a challenge for all of us. We just have to figure out and adjust, and the schedule maker's got to work with it, and the TV's got to work with it, and we just have to figure out a way to make it all work.
Yeah, we're talking to former Golden Gopher Daryl Thompson here on the Chad Harbin Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, what are reasonable expectations for the Gophers? I don't know what the expectations are. I know that the expectation is that you go out there, you give your best effort, you try to win every single game. But in terms of wins and losses, I don't know what that looks like for the Gophers. What was kind of the chatter? What was the feel around media days?
Well, I think that the chatter is, considerable confidence from Max Brosnan, our quarterback. You know, he is he's a, you know, a modern quarterback. He's spending time with the coaches. He's spending time with his offensive line. He's spending time with the receivers. And he is, he's hands-on. He's a leader. And he's someone that PJ trusts. So I do believe this year they're going to throw the ball more. They have more confidence in him. Throwing the ball, handling the protections up front, and obviously hand the ball off to Darius Taylor. Darius Taylor's probably one of the top two or three running backs in the Big Ten at a minimum, and probably a top, you know, probably 6 to 10 running back in the United States in college football right now. So, I mean, that means he's obviously he has pro potential. He's got the size, the speed, the athleticism to be able to, you know, play on Sundays as well. So they're going to hand the ball off to him plenty. He's going to have well over 1,000 yards. And, you know, then it's up to see where the defense kind of, you know, learns and grows. And a healthy Cody Lindenberg and Smalley coming back in the secondary, we should be pretty good.
Well, where do you think that we fall in the conference? And then that's actually a difficult question to answer because the Big Ten preseason poll, the Gophers are sitting there right at 12 out of the 18 teams. But in an article that I'm looking at right now, they have various different topics, and one of the topics and one of the headlines it says Wisconsin, Maryland, and Minnesota were picked too high, while Nebraska and Michigan State were underrated. So there's a difference of opinions from probably a various different sites and sources and reporters. But where do you think the Gophers, how high in the Big Ten they could end up?
Probably just a little higher than that. You know, I got to be realistic. You know, I definitely look through my maroon-colored glasses when I look at the Gophers. Like, we're going to do everything and win every game, but we don't quite have the ammunition. But Coach Flex has done a great job of recruiting. He's got great energy going. I think he's got what he wants to have now. All the guys are on his page, not just, you know, kind of communicating through his language, but also they're actually on his page, which I think is actually it is cool. It's good, and it's what we need, you know, academically, athletically, and then football-wise. You know, so that to me, those are like the main, and there's, you know, there are pieces for his piece, but for me, it's the football wise, it's academics, and then, you know, let's rock and roll from there. And I think that they're on the same page and willing to go that extra mile and that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
If you're going to be successful in college or professional football, you're going to be willing to put that little bit extra time in and have that trust, because it's always a changing landscape. Very, very much a changing landscape.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I love Saturdays. I love college football. I can't wait till we get to some college football. So I definitely will be making my way to the bank at least a few times here this coming season. I have to go to the Maryland game because that's family. My cousin is married to the offensive line coach for the Maryland Terrapins. So I definitely got to make that game because I'm not going to hear the end of that if I didn't. Let's transition to something else. Clearly, I think a lot of people know out there that I love to try to support some great organizations through charitable giving and just support of organizations. And one of the organizations I love to support and be attached to in some way is Boulder Options, which is they provide a wellness-based mentoring for middle school youth. And you are the CEO and the president of Boulder Options. And we've known each other for quite some time. And I just like the work that you do and the kids, the positive impacts that your mentors have on these kids' lives. We're doing something for the third year, and it's fun for me. I think it's really fun for you guys, and it tastes great. The Henry Lake cookie with T-Rex cookies is benefiting Boulder Options. And for every person that goes out there, every cookie that is sold, a portion of that, the profits from that goes to Boulder Options. For the people out there that may have heard of Boulder Options one time but don't necessarily know everything that you guys do, tell them a little bit about what you guys do at Boulder Options.
Well, Boulder Options is in its 31st year as an organization. Started here in Minneapolis, spread into St. Paul, and now we're in Rochester. We serve youth 10 to 14 years old. Our goal is to introduce them to a healthy lifestyle through running, biking, tutoring, homework, and we call our four pillars. You know, really introducing the young ladies and young men, because we're 50-50 as far as the participants in our program, to a healthy lifestyle, and through having a positive role model involved in their life, spending time every single week with this young lady or this young man, and having a positive role model makes a huge difference in the life of a young person. And that's what we all need. And that's one of the things that drew us together. I remember you were at a previous employer, and I remember hearing you talk about when you were working in the schools, and we kind of bumped into each other, and now we've been able to serve on a few boards together. And, you know, with the help of, T-Rex cookies, we've raised, you know, all pretty close to $7,000 or $8,000 over the last, you know, 2.5 or 3 years. So that's a significant amount of money. So really, really appreciate, Tina and her team at T-Rex Cookies helping us raise money and awareness. And your cookie's pretty darn good. It's got a little, niche. You got that little bit of, you got a little bit of liquor in there, and you got the chocolate, and it's hard to go wrong. It's definitely a hit. So hopefully people will be buying those cookies in August, because Boulder Options gets a percentage of the proceeds out of that. So
a great,
very generous of all of you.
A great cookie for a great cause. I mean, it tastes great. Even the producer earlier today, he says, "Man, that cookie it does taste pretty darn good." Dave, you mentioned that to me earlier.
There's coconut in it too, right?
Yes, there
and
is.
And I think I told you last year when this came around, your cookie is the only thing I've ever liked coconut in.
That's
awesome. I don't know how you did it, but it's unbelievable.
It's me. That's what it is. Well, hey, let's raise a bunch of money. Let's sell a bunch of cookies, Daryl. And for the listening audience, the cookie will be sold the entire month of August up until Labor Day. So just go to T-Rex Cookies and be able to buy the Henry Lake, and those proceeds will go to Boulder Options. Hey, Daryl, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show to talk football and things that really matter outside of football as well.
Hey, Henry, appreciate you. Appreciate Tina Rexing and the cookies. So it's a win-win all the way around. Thank you very much. Take care.
All right, take care. That's Daryl Thompson joining us here on The Good Neighbor. All right, we'll take a break and we'll wrap up hour two on The Chad Harbin Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.